Are you afraid of dying? Even asking that question to people brings up anxiety. The death of Ted Kennedy brought up my mortality. 9/11 brought up the fear of dying, a sudden violent death. When I ask myself the question, am I afraid of dying, I can come up with several different answers depending on the day and on my mood. I think I'm not afraid of the act of dying. However, I think I am afraid of a long, painful death. But then I contradict myself and know I've experienced great pain and know I can overcome pain and I'm not afraid of pain. I trust my ability to cope with extreme amounts of pain. But then I don't trust my trust in the ability to cope. And how will I know until the time happens? And then I wonder, what do I believe happens after I die? And does it matter what I believe, since nobody really knows anyway? What I think matters is how we live while we're here. That is how we will be remembered in the hearts of others. And do I need to spend time worrying about my fear of dying when I don't know what will happen? And what about the individual who gets a death sentence due to a life-threatening illness, for example, inoperable cancer, or ALS, or early or late Alzheimer's? What if an adolescent has cancer, which is terminal? These people know they're going to die soon. Usually our own death is quite unimaginable, and whenever we try to imagine it, we survive as spectators. In reality, most people don't believe in their own death. In the unconscious, every one of us is convinced of his or her own immortality, that one's life could and would end just does not compute. So imagine being told you are going to die due to a disease. The confusion, fear, anxiety that comes up is overwhelming, not to mention the denial. Especially for a young person, it just doesn't make sense. Death anxiety is so intense that it generates many fears and phobias people experience in everyday life, such as fears of being alone or being in a confined space, or fears of the dark. I had a patient many years ago who was in her 20s. She was afraid to close her eyes at night because she was afraid of the darkness. She thought that the darkness would turn to death and she would never come back. Religion affects how an individual fears about dying. When asking people, I have discovered that at first, people are comforted by their belief in the afterlife. However, studies show that on their deathbeds, the more religious are more anxious than the non-believers because they are afraid that what if they are actually wrong and there is nothing there when they die? The fear of death seems to change with age. Young people don't want to die before they have had a chance to experience all they had hoped for in life. Adult parents are often more likely to worry about the effect of their possible deaths upon other family members. Elderly adults often express concern about living too long and therefore becoming a burden on others and useless to themselves. The fear of dying alone or among strangers is often more intense than the fear of life coming to an end. My goal is to live a long and healthy life, and as I get to the age when I decide to retire, if ever, I would like to be able to contemplate on my accomplishments and be able to develop integrity as I look back on having led a successful life. Then, when death is approaching, it will be bittersweet, knowing I will be ready since I have had a full and rich life. Or maybe I'm kidding myself. I guess I will have to wait and see. From KVMR, I am Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.